Las palabras pertenecen al aire. Y el viento no tiene por qué llevárselas. Con la llegada de los podcasts, la radio vive otra oportunidad. Esto es Segundo Aire. Conversaciones que el aire nos trajo, pero el viento no se pudo llevar. Todos los jueves, encuentra un nuevo episodio con lo mejor de la propuesta cultural y musical de Ibero 90.9.
En este nuevo episodio, le damos un segundo aire a la conversación que nuestra locutora, Daniela Muñoz, tuvo con Kerala Dost en Norteada. La entrevista giró en torno a su nuevo álbum, An Echo of Love, un disco cambiante donde el rock se fusiona con la música electrónica, la vanguardia, el blues americano, los sonidos del desierto y los viajes crepusculares.
Ya tenemos por acá en la cabina virtual de Ibero 90.9 a Edmund de Kerala Dost. Edmund, how are you? Thank you for coming from virtual to Norteada here in Ibero 90.9.
Hey, how's it going? It's a pleasure to be in Mexico virtually. I wish I was there in person.
I know that you really, really love Mexico. So I don't know if to break in the ice, we start to talk about why the band Kerala Dost love so much Mexico, even Guanajuato.
Yeah, let's talk about Mexico any day. We've been coming to Mexico for like 7 years now. We first played at Tropico in Acapulco in 2017, and you know, we've played loads of festivals and concerts in Mexico since then, and I think it's a mixture of just how amazing the people are, how welcoming people are, and also the audiences, how much they listen to music, and also how much people love to dance, which for us, you know, we want to make people dance, and so that's amazing. And you know, the energy in a room at a concert in Mexico is just something incredible. It's different to the rest of the world.
So you think that Mexico, people in Mexico love to dance and also love the music. But I think that Kerala Dost have a very special touch in the music, in the sense that you try to also make a special sound. So how do you describe this for the people that until now do not know your music?
It's, I would describe it as dark, sweaty rock and roll techno.
I will do a little translate about what we are talking about. Estoy platicando con Edmund de Kerala Dost y él me cuenta, le preguntaba por qué justo aman tanto a México y él me comentaba que la primera vez que se presentaron acá fue en el Festival Trópico y que lo que más les había llamado la atención, muy resumido, del público mexicano, pues es que les gusta la música, les gusta el baile y que eso les había llamado mucho la atención. Y ahora también le pregunté sobre la diferencia que ven en el público mexicano y que nos gusta bailar y que cómo describiría él la música de Kerala Dost. Él me dice que es una mezcla un poco de dark, un poco guitarras, un poco electrónica, un poco de todo y mucho de nada, como decimos por acá. Yo sé que también tú entiendes muy bien español, Edmund, and thank you for being here. And I would like to ask you about the new album that you are soon to launch, and I want to know if your music often evokes cinematic landscapes, if we think of novels or films as emotional reference points, which words or literature or cinema have most shaped the way you compose and tell stories through electronic music and obviously this new album?
I think with our albums we want to make a piece that almost feels like a film. Where people kind of get sucked into the story and the feeling of the thing. And we want to give people a lot of space to feel a certain vibe and a certain mood that we want to give them. We were very inspired by films like Jim Jarmusch and David Lynch and Tarantino as well. And also the soundtracks they use. You know, music is a really important part of those films. And I think we wanted to create a sense of that in our albums.
Yes, and I feel it. I imagine a Tarantino movie with these singles that you have launched in the past, and I really love it. So I just want to know if listening to Kerala Dost feels especially for me, feels like traveling between, I don't know, city landscapes, nocturnal highways. So how do geographic movement and sound interact in your creative process? And what physical or imaginary place fits your music the most at the moment, at the launch of this new album?
I think this album we wrote in Rome, in Italy, Berlin, Germany, in Texas.
Wow.
And so those are like, yeah, we wrote it a lot while we were on tour as well. And I think those places, you know, I can remember writing the songs there and they all have a special place in that album. But then I think actually, you know, the place where this album lives is really in a live show. And so for me, the place where the album lives is like a dark concert venue with lights and an audience listening to the album live. And that, for the first time with us, I think that is where the album lives, is in the live show.
So it's not an album that maybe lives during a round trip or something like that. It's especially maybe an album that need to be played live with this description that you mentioned, Adun. So I think it's very magical. And I think it's something very special about Kerala Dose in the sense that you, I don't know, I'm assuming that you do the music, compute all these topics, and in some point you imagine the way that these look physically. How does this works with other members of the band?
Well, we get together, I usually have, like, you know, I write the lyrics, and I usually have an idea for a song, but it's really in the room together, you know, when we're playing together, that we really feel this sense of connection between each other. And we know each other for a long time now. And I think that we also, all of us, really, really like spending time together. And so when we have free time, you know, we get in the studio. That's like, it's basically our hobby. Our hobby and our job is getting in the studio together and writing music. And, you know, we record for hours and hours and often very free. And then we start taking the bits of some of that and turning it into a song, and it's a very free process. And often, you know, you start at the beginning of the day and you have no ideas, and you finish the day together and you've got 10 new ideas for something. So it's a very free process, and I think we feel very lucky that we like each other that much and that we have such a strong creative energy together.
That's awesome. I will make a little translate. Estoy platicando con Edmund de Kerala Dose sobre el álbum An Echo of Love, que va a salir en 2 días, y justo me platica que el álbum fue de alguna manera concebido creativamente en distintas ciudades, entre ellos Alemania, Texas y otras latitudes. Y también me está compartiendo que el proceso creativo fue sumamente libre con los otros miembros de la banda. Él específicamente escribe las canciones, y yo le preguntaba sobre cómo concebía este disco físicamente, en qué espacio vivía este próximo álbum que van a estar lanzando en 2 días, así que ya denle pre-save en su plataforma de confianza. Y me contaba que él se imagina que este álbum vive en un escenario con luces, con audiencia, listo para ser tocado. Así que me parece muy interesante, porque en general Kerala Dose para mí es, y lo compartía con Edmund, una banda cuya música puedes escuchar en un viaje de carretera y perderte. Incluso estos tintes western que tienen mucha de su música, es una invitación justo a imaginar en tu mente este tipo de figuras. Edmund, now about electronic music and how to build a human bridge. In sometimes sounds as cool or detached electronic music, yet you manage to build a deeply human bridge with it. What emotional or philosophical resources do you draw on to make people feel connection rather than just beats, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, in these machines that we have in the studio, there's a lot of electricity going through the machines, and I think you have to try and find the humanity in the machines, and always be looking for the little mistakes. I think trying to find what mistakes an electronic instrument can make is a really interesting process. and trying to find the little things that kind of sound, you know, because I think humanity, a lot of humanity is built on imperfection. And
yeah.
so where can you find the imperfection in electronic instruments? And for us, it's always a mix between synthesizers and guitars and beats, but then also drums. It happens very naturally, but I think that for me, I guess that feels natural because we're on a daily basis now, we're talking to machines anyway,
yeah.
you know, we're interfacing with phones and artificial intelligence. And so machines are everywhere. So it makes sense in music to also be working with machines, but also be working with real instruments and real voices and those things, and bringing all those things together and creating a harmony.
Yes, I think this makes very, very special about the concept of Corolla Does. And in that sense, An Echo of Love, this new album, we can find imperfection? Or what do you think
yes.
will be the,
yeah.
the main story that this album tried to tell us?
I mean, the main story is, I think, it's also very personal for me in the lyrics. I went through a few breakups. But I think that you have to find imperfection in music. You know, if you don't find imperfection, then it was just made by a machine or by autotune. Like, autotune is the most perfect, you know?
Yeah.
But what you want to hear is a real person. And so I think for us, that was the challenge, is being direct and being really fucking groovy. Excuse me, maybe I'm not allowed to swear.
No, it's okay, don't worry.
Okay. being really groovy, but also really, really honest lyrically, and looking inside myself and finding out where I was while I was writing the album, which was also in quite a lonely place and in a very thoughtful place, and putting that into the record at the same time.
So in that sense, we can understand the novel behind this album. It's about breakups and also about imperfections that sometimes arrive in life. Do you feel maybe this can be a description about the album?
Yes, and I think also finding joy and freedom through it at the same time. And as always, you know, I think that we want to make people dance. So that's also like something on the side, is that we're always looking for the groove in the music that
yeah.
suits those emotions at the same time.
So, well, Edmund, thank you for being here in Norteada in Ibero 90.9. It was really a pleasure to talk to you about this new album. I will make a little translate for all our audience. Estoy platicando con Edmund de Kerala 2 acerca del álbum An Echo of Love, y él me dice que este álbum se compone, o la historia que hay detrás, sobre rompimientos, pero también a la vez encontrar el gozo dentro de estos momentos que a lo mejor pueden estar llenos de imperfección. Hablamos también un poco de imperfección respecto a cómo hacer humana los beats de la electrónica y cómo darles este sentido para conectar con la audiencia. Y justo Edmund me compartía que ellos buscan, desde su enfoque, encontrarle el lado humano a las máquinas, para que justo, si hay una imperfección, esa imperfección también se encuentra en la música que ellos hacen, y también integrarla con distintos instrumentos como guitarras, etcétera, para darle también otro sentido y no sea solamente electrónica pura. Edmund, thank you for coming, and please, what song do you prefer we sound in order to close this amazing interview? I have ready Belle, I Remember You a Dancer, and the Orf TX.
I think we'll go with the Orb today, because we filmed a music video in Guanajuato in Mexico a couple months ago, and it was a very special time being back in Mexico to film a music video. So that's a special memory.
Whoa, thank you, Edmund. And please remember, when we'll be here in Mexico to present this album?
We'll be playing in Mexico City on the 1st of November, Mérida on the 31st of October, and Tulum on the 30th of October.
Ooh, Tulum, a very good place. Thank you, Edmund, for being here. Let's go with this. Y continuamos acá en Norteada por Ibero 90.9.
Más podcasts, música y radio en vivo en Ibero 90.9 FM.